and as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you.
And the cats in the cradle. What's going on, guys? It's the Boss Man here, and we are on episode, man. We're getting up there.
I don't know. We're just kind of plugging away now at this point. We're done keeping track of episodes. We're just, what's next? Yeah, we're at right now.
Listen, we're going to get into something pretty exciting here. And I know that you don't know much about it.
What are we getting into?
We are going to talk in this episode about leases, lease options, and straight options. And lease options with the right to sublease it.
So we're talking about all kinds of stuff today, really.
We're talking all about leases.
And all this about is leases.
This is something that a lot of you guys can get into. Again, with very little money or no money to get into real estate.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I don't know anything really about this. I didn't really learn at the seminar. Haven't read any kind of books about it. We've never done a deal with it, so I've never been able to visualize it. It'll be interesting. We talked about, of course, go way back to when we started mindset. Now we're going over how you found the deal. Now we're talking about, now that you've identified this is your deal, this is the tools you can use. Any deal you have, any lead on your table, you run it through these tools that we're teaching. And it's, which one of these could I use to make the most money?
And we're talking about, you know, get the deed, wraparound mortgages, fix and flip, wholesale. Now we're talking about lease with the option to buy it, you know, a straight lease, straight options.
Have we talked about wraparounds yet?
A little bit. You know, in the state of Ohio, a wraparound mortgage is the same thing as a land contract. Depending on what state you're from, you know, land contract.
I don't really think we might go into that.
Yeah, we'll go into that some more detail.
I don't know if we've done an episode for that yet. We've done so many episodes at this point, we can't even remember what else we got to go over.
And some of the other cool stuff is still like some of the guys that have been watching this, and we've been getting feedback on. Like, so far today, I've got two calls off of you guys that's been watching this, and they found deals. You know, I'm kind of helping them coach it through it. And actually, I might team up with a guy, and I haven't even told you yet. It's a deal in Columbus. It's a smoking deal. This house is worth $550,000. The guy got a divorce, and the house looks good, and the wife still lives there, and they have a kid. And what I say? What do we need to do? What business are we in?
We're in the win-win business. What's the term that you had for it?
We are in the
problem solving.
Yes, we are in the problem solving business with win-win solutions. And this guy had a problem. Number one, he got a divorce. He's not living there. His wife's living there, and his son, I believe, is autistic, and he doesn't want to kick them out of the house right away. And he's got plenty of equity, and so we're putting together a win-win scenario, and we're this close. We are very close.
I haven't even heard about that one yet, but I hear and big number, like $550,000. Well, it's worth
$550,000, and I think that we got it under contract for $410,000. And we're going to use somebody else's money to be able to buy it, and then we're going to allow them, his wife, his ex-wife, and his son to live in the house for the next 3 months. Until I believe the son's out of school. That was his big ordeal. And it's a win-win scenario. So we'll get it back right in summertime. It doesn't need much work. Not a whole lot.
That's good.
You know, go in there and clean it up, man. We're going to put that baby on the market for $550,000.
Yeah, some of those higher end houses, I mean, profit margins get pretty big.
So, I mean, this is just a deal, you know, from... You know, he went out there listening to the podcast, got fired up.
Yeah, it's funny. You can almost say we're using the podcast as like a marketing tool.
It's almost kind of turned it into a marketing tool for us. And I never thought that from the beginning. But
we joked about it. But like people, they're starting to reach out to us. We're helping out people. They're coming to us, maybe throwing us deals. Like it's kind of turned into some marketing.
Yeah.
So, but let's get into leasing.
Okay, so a lease, a lease option. I mean, just thinking, just what do you think a lease option is? And you don't know anything about it.
Well, I don't really. So a lease is, that's like a, it's basically like a renting agreement.
Yeah. Right? Like, okay. That's a landlord, tenant, you know plenty of those.
Yeah.
But with, when you put an option on it, okay. So a lease option is we go into the house and we lease the house and we have the right to buy it at a certain point, at a certain number. So say the house we're going to use, just roundabout figure, say $200,000, a house. All right. So I'm going to lease your house for $1,200 a month, because that's normally whatever their payment is, their underlying payment is what we're going to lease it for. And then we have the right to buy it at a certain amount, with the right to sublease it. All right, so we're going to lease it with the option to buy it, and we have the right to sublease it. You getting it? You're looking...
Okay, so someone, this person own a $200,000 house, but well, they have a mortgage on it. But they, so they own the house, they're paying their mortgage every month. Are these people, they're not, are they living there, or they're not living there?
Well, most of the time, they need to get out of their payment debt. A lot of times, sometimes they're behind. It's almost the same thing as like getting the deed, getting them to deed it over. But these people, for some reason, you know, their attorneys told them not to do that or something. So this is another scenario to where they feel comfortable. In that position, you know, it's a weaker spot for us, but it's still a good spot because we have the right to buy it, and all these documents are put into an escrow agreement and held with the title company. So at any time, and I like to get the longest option period possible. So,
yeah.
So say for instance, we do a lease purchase. Okay. We get a $200,000 house. Okay. We're going to, our lease purchase will be whatever the loan balance is at the time of, we exercise our option. And we have the right to sublease it. So what we do is we advertise the house, rent to own. So we put somebody in there, you know, on a rent to own basis, and they have a price to buy it from us. And so you can make money in a couple different ways here. So you make money.
Wait. So we're essentially, we're kind of, so it's kind of like the land contract where we're the middleman.
Yes. Yes, you are the middleman.
So we're leasing it from this part from who owns the house with the opportunity to buy it.
Correct.
And you want that time period, that option period, to be a long time period.
Well, yeah, you want it to go out as long as possible.
As you could get it. But then we're not leasing it for us to live in it, which is what like a lot of people do. We're going to lease it so we could lease it.
Correct. Basically, so we have the right to sublease it in our agreement. And
so we got to make sure that it's known that when you come to the agreement with the guy is that you have, you're able to sublease it. That's got to make sure.
Yes,
that's
it. Yeah. All of that stuff is totally upfront with him. You know, I tell him, hey, you know, we're going to lease this place. And we have the right to sublease it, which means we're going to put a tenant buyer in the place.
Well, what's the cost of us coming in?
Usually on these deals, they're current on their payments. Okay. You don't want to go into a lease option unless it's a unique deal to where the house needs work. So you want to get a lease option that doesn't need much of anything, maybe a good cleaning, you know, maybe a couple rooms painted, but very, very little. So we want to put, say we put $100 down for our option to buy it. That's like our earnest money saying that you're going to buy the house. But guess what? Our tenant buyer who we option it to, guess how much you're going to put down?
How much are they going to put
down? Listen, a lot more.
A lot more than
$100, you know.
So you kind of make that chunk of money there.
Yeah. So you make money up front. You make money monthly. And you make money on the end. On the end is when they are your tenant buyers.
They buy
the option. So what you do is you use their money to buy it. And it's called a sandwich lease. So you're in the middle, and it's a lot of realtors, a lot of they don't understand it quite, they don't really understand it. And but it's a great way to get into something. And I'd love to talk about some scenarios to this, because I've probably done more lease options and options than anything. Hey, we're going to interrupt the podcast real quick to tell you guys a little bit about our sponsors for this episode.
Yep. First major sponsor, Bill Denholm.
Yeah. Listen, Bill's been with us for a long time, and you've actually known Bill a long time.
I've known Bill since I was little. He's got me like lizards and stuff.
Yeah, before. I remember that. But Bill, listen, he has done so many deals for us. He finds the deals. He helps me with the rehab of the deals. I'm telling you, Bill is a cheat code when it comes to real estate realtors. That's it.
Yeah, he's a realtor. He's our guy when it comes to buying and selling homes.
All right, let's get to our next one. Mr. Steve Williams with Relentless Pest Control.
Listen, if you need some bugs dead.
You better put Steve on your speed dial, because when you walk into that house and you know it's a good deal, you're going to be calling them.
The fleas are hopping on you. Yeah. You're going to want them dead.
If you're not calling Steve, you're probably paying too much for that house. Yep, I'm just letting you know.
Yep.
Steve, he is killing all these damn bugs, and your contractors are really going to appreciate you. Let's get to the next guy. That's Rob the Mortgage Guy.
Rob the Mortgage Guy. If you need, if you're just living in the house, you need a free refinance.
Yeah.
He's the guy. If you're looking for that loan for your fix and flip deal, he's the guy.
I've known Rob for so many years, and Rob has so much experience in the mortgage business.
Yeah, and he's got a loan for everything.
He does. He is great for advice. I mean, he is extremely knowledgeable about mortgages. He is probably the guy that makes life easy, to get a loan.
Yeah.
And listen, if you are sick of hearing, hey, when do we get a clear to close? When do we get a clear to close? Yeah, you call them up. You will get the clear to close.
Well, I'm going to try and think about our example that we had. Someone has a $200,000 house. They're paying their mortgage or whatever. They're up on their payments. The house doesn't need much work. We go to them.
Well, say, going through our leads, they reached out to us. The last one I did, okay, he had to move for his job situation very quick. He's like, man, I got to go, man. I got to go.
They have their problem that we need.
Yeah, that's their problem. They had to leave extremely quick, and they didn't have time to, they didn't have time to do nothing.
So they come to us.
Yes. So I went in, and he didn't want to have two payments, going on, because I forgot what state he was being transferred to. But I took over. I fixed his problem with his payment debt, and any kind of maintenance to the house is my responsibility, unless it's something that you could claim on the insurance, like a windstorm or something. But
so then you come in, you kind of fix that problem for him, take over the paint. Basically, you're taking over his payment and stuff. But with that subleasing in there, when you throw that in there, then you get someone that actually is living in the house then, correct?
Yes, you get somebody. You get
someone else, basically another person that then is living in there. And then they are paying you the payment, which then you could use to pay.
Yeah. Say for instance, our payment to our guy is $1,500, for a $200,000 house, if somebody's going to expect in this market, probably $1,900. So our tenant/buyer is going to pay us $1,900. So right away you make $400 monthly.
And we've talked about a lot of different strategies, a lot of different numbers on here. You might think these numbers are low, but what has to be known with these numbers is this is your cash flow.
Yeah.
And cash flow is so we'll talk about bang, $50,000 deal, fixing up, flipping a house. So that takes months to do for a lot of people.
Yeah, months. I'm telling you, these lease options, guys.
But you stack up lease options, wraps, rentals, stuff like that. And then you're getting, let's say your cash flow is $5,000 a month.
Yeah.
That's the actual money you're living off of in your day-to-day life. Not that chunk of money that you got once every few months from your fix and flip. So that's why the cash flow is really important. I understand that. And I'm kind of understanding this because this is very similar to the land contracts, yeah, which I...
The wraps. Yeah, it is. It's just, it's a different scenario.
And more like attorneys understand.
Yeah, this. More attorneys so understand like this. You know, buyers, it's easier to explain to buyers.
Yeah.
And it to might, sellers, you know. Yeah.
And like we talked about before how attorneys ruin deals or like people not knowing that kind of ruins the deals. This stuff, more people know and understand. Yeah. So I could see why this would be a good tool to have.
You could say, hey, you know, what I want to do, what I could do for you is I could lease your house, give me the right to buy it, and I will take care of your underlying payment, which cures them. I also have the right to sublease it to somebody else. And you don't necessarily have to sublease it and allow them to buy it. If they give you a long enough lease purchase, you may want to rent it for 5 years,
yeah,
and then turn around and sell it. Depending on the area, all the deals are different. The scenarios, yeah.
So after the time that goes by, so you have your person that you're paying every month because you're getting the payment. So you're making that little bit of money off of the third party. So then after, let's say, a few years, are you paying the dude who owns it? They get like bought out basically. How does that work?
Yeah. So when your tenant / buyer is ready to buy, okay, you could do, it's called like a simultaneous close. So they actually buy it from you. And at the same time, you know, like we're talking about the title companies,
yeah,
you know, the title company, yeah,
the
title company has to know, the banks need, and it's got to be totally out there to everybody, you know, that this is a sandwich lease. We are leasing this property, you know, with an option and have the right to sublease it. Here's our price. And it's pretty unique how it works because your end buyer are, person that we're leasing it to with the right to buy it, we're using their money to pay our guy.
Yeah,
and then we get to keep what's in the middle. It's, I'm telling you guys, it is one of the best ways to get into real estate with very little money.
Yeah, I mean, you are getting, like, your real cost is your, whatever your marketing cost is for them to be able to reach out to you, really, because you probably aren't going out and finding these. That'd be kind of harder to find. But really, your cost is going out and then being able to come out to you, basically find you, so your marketing costs and then your money that you're going to basically, yeah, put down.
And this is an excellent way. If you think you want to get into real estate and you think that, hey, I want to be a landlord, you know, okay, so I'm telling you guys, this is the best way because you could rent a property from them with the option to buy it. And you don't, in like 3 years down the road, if you could say, man, this landlord business sucks, man. Oh my gosh. I am not getting called up no more at 3 o'clock in the morning because of a damn light bulb or whatever.
Yeah.
You get those calls and you could say, hey guys, you know, I don't want to exercise my option to buy it. And you're out.
Well, I think what
I mean, that's one of the, because
you're able
just
to
have
get
an option to buy it.
Yeah.
You just, you know, you don't have to buy it. You have an option to buy it.
I think, well, the other thing is when you're subleasing it with the option to buy it and you kind of do that sandwich closes, your responsibility as a landlord, wouldn't that go down a lot? Because they're basically treating it as if,
yeah, they're gonna, it's their house. Yes.
Because it's their house. They're going to have that option to buy it.
Yeah. So you tell them when you do the agreement, say, you know, you guys have a homeowner's mentality. You don't, yeah, want no renter's mentality when you're doing an option to buy, a rent to own, which you call it. You want to let them know, hey, don't call me when a light bulb goes out. You know, you could actually take your own furnace filter out and put a new one in. You know, you, yeah, could do these things because this is what homeowners do. And guess what? You put down $5,000 stating that you want to buy this, and that goes right towards their purchase price. Yeah. So this is, man, there's so many benefits to this. Okay. Now that you could structure their payments, say, say if somebody wants to own a house, but they don't have a down payment, but they are a good, they have good credit, they have a good job, but they have no down payment. So you could structure it to where they're paying $2,000 a month for rent, and you could say, okay, I'll take $300 of that each month, and it will go towards your down payment, and we'll cap it at, say, $10,000. And so you will have a $10,000 down payment when you go to buy this place, and it makes it a lot easier. They have a payment history with the bank. I mean, there's all kinds of good uses.
With this is you have your person with the problem. You go to them. They're leasing the house out to you. The only cost of you is your marketing and then the money that you're going to put down. And then you make money when you get another person, because the person you're subleasing it to with the right to buy it, do they give you a down payment?
Correct? Oh, yeah. You get a down payment from them. That's their option deposit. And if they don't exercise their option, they lose that deposit. They don't get that back.
Yeah. So
it says it right in the agreement.
Well, right there, you make a big chunk of money. Then you make that cash flow. Even if it's kind of minimal, because most of it's going to get paid to the other dude, you get that cash flow every month. And then at the very end, you get another chunk again. So you're getting a lot of money there in the grand scheme of things over the time. But the most important part is that it's a way to get cash flow.
Yeah, cash flow and a payment at the end and a payment up front. I mean,
yeah.
The lease options are great. I love them, man.
You want to go through some of your...
I mean, in Colorado, I used to love these lease options in the mountains. I did. I'll do one. I'll go over one of them that I did. These people, if something was going on, I think it was a divorce deal. But their house was nice, and they kept it nice. And I did a lease option with them. And let's see. It wasn't a huge deal. It was, fairly good. I think they were making like a little bit of money, like 10 grand once I cashed out. I was making some money a month. But what happened is I subleased it, and a golf course went in, like right there. That property went up in value. This is after I subleased it. So the people that I was leasing it to instantly got like $80,000 equity. I'm like, oh my gosh. So guess what? The people I was leasing it from is like, no, your price has to go up now, and I'm like, oh, but everything was in writing and it all went through. So actually, those people ended up selling it, and they made the most amount of money. I think I made like $7,000 on that deal, and they made 10, but the people that,
They're making like 80.
Yeah, the end guy, he made the majority of the cash on that deal. That's a unique deal.
That's a really unique deal. Yeah,
goes in.
A lot of that is probably like, that's luck based too.
Yeah, that was definitely luck
based. Unless they know that there's a golf course going in there.
Yeah, and that happened actually out in Colorado also when the new airport, the Denver International Airport, they decided to move it from, I think it was called Fitzsimmons back then, to way out. You've flown in there multiple times. So I actually I just had a straight rental property over there. I was renting it, and it was right by the airport. I mean, the airport went around to the neighborhood, and they like paid to have all these windows put in, the soundproof windows. But these houses, as soon as that airport stopped and went, that house jumped up $60,000 immediately.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, unbelievable. So that there was a big jump start. I remember I used my VA loan on that house when I bought it. And I did almost all the work myself in there. And yeah, that was a unique one. But that was like an opportunity too. It was a freak deal where, I didn't know that the airport was leaving. And as soon as it left, it went up a lot in value.
That definitely unique scenario with that.
Yeah. So, I mean, these are, like I said, if you guys want to get into real estate, this lease options, I mean, these are the way to go with the sandwich leases. I mean, if you, if you guys pulled up anything online, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff on there to really get in depth with these.
But I mean, these really are the same really as raps for the most part. They pretty much, they
are pretty much the same.
The paperwork's pretty different. The concept's the same. The paperwork's different.
Yeah. Where you make money when you buy it, you make money when you rent it, and you make money when you sell it. There's three different ways to make money with these, with very little down, very little out of pocket. You don't have to do a huge fix up like we're doing right now. The payday is not as good, but they're easy. You could probably do four of these by the time you do one fix and flip.
Yeah. I mean, right now we're, to my knowledge, you're telling me about how all the deals that we've done recently are like dream deals, like dream wholesales. The fix and flip we're doing right now, I mean, it's taking months, but like it's about to be one of the most home run deals you can really get. So it's just like, I mean, it's just how you make your money and cash flow. Once you have enough cash flow to where you know you could cover your costs every month, you don't need any more cash flow than that, because that's the money you're living on. All the other money you're making off real estate and whatever else you do, that's all bonus, basically.
Yeah, it's a bonus, baby. And your cash flow. If your cash flow exceeds your outgo, you're out of the rat race.
That's really what it's all about. I mean, the episode we just did wasn't really rat race, but that was a different kind of race, really. I don't know.
I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there would love to get out of the rat race. So,
yeah,
you know, that's just a good way to do it. You go out there, identify a property, you know, buy it on that lease purchase. You know, you lease it with the right to buy it. You could sublease it. They buy it. And you make the money in the middle. You make money up front with their down payment. You make money monthly, and you make money at the end.
Well, I can't really say it much better than that. I don't know.
So
we're going to keep teaching you the tools on the podcast. I feel like this one went pretty quick, though.
Yeah, this is a pretty easy one, easy concept. You got to get out there and actually do it.
Yeah, that's the mindset thing. It's always good. That's what it always goes down to.
And there's no risk, really, with the lease option. So you guys better be calling us up, texting us, whatever. Hey, guys, I got a lease option, and it took no money. Woo! All right.
Yeah, and then that's basically, I mean, that's exactly what we said, too.
So, we have a bunch more episodes coming up here. You know, we could talk about all kinds of stuff. You know, like you said, we're going to get into...
We have a few more strategies we're going to be going over. Then we're going to get maybe more into the corporation side of it, with stuff like that.
Yeah, corporations.
Once you start getting definitely bigger on the bigger side. But the tools, corporation stuff, then maybe like some overview stuff, some summarization. And then, I don't know, real estate. I mean, we might have some. But I think after we kind of do the main stuff we're doing, we'll probably have like real estate, like other real estate investors on here, or real estate agents, or maybe we'll have people that are related to the process come on here, and then we could talk.
One of the big things, hey, there's a law that didn't go into effect yet, but it's with the realtors. Okay, so this is going to be a huge game changer. Huge. It's shaking it up. And what did I tell you guys? Every time there's chaos, guess what?
There's money to be made.
There's money to be made. Every time there's chaos, there's money to be made. So... and there's chaos coming. These realtors, a lot of them are freaking out. They're like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. Well, you got to sit back, look at it. You know, worst case scenario, from what I see so far, we went from paying 6% commission to 3%. So, I mean, that's how I'm looking at it at the moment.
What's the rule change?
The rule change, they're not allowed, like, to tell you the truth, I don't even really know. It's all I know
is lawyer term.
It's going to be, it's going to be the selling agent and the buyer agent. You know, you got to negotiate instead of just a straight 6%. You know, now it's going to be 3%.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah. And then that's negotiable. So,
yeah. All right. Well,
it sounds like they're trying to get away kind of with realtors altogether and making it all go online.
Well, that's
kind of what I'm guessing. Like, well, that's, you know, the future,
like Zillow and stuff has been.
Yeah, doing. Correct. So, yeah, we're going to be signing off here with another episode of the Boss Man Prophecies, the JJ Boys Does Real Estate.
See you.